USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Trump administration has 48 hours to come to an agreement on a coronavirus stimulus package if they want it to take effect before the election. Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that getting a deal done depends on the White House.
We have to freeze the design on some of these things. Are we going with it or not? And what is the language? I'm optimistic because, again, we've been back and forth on all of this.
There are also efforts in the Senate for a separate stimulus bill, one that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says is more appealing to his Republican colleagues who are balking at the $2.2 trillion price tag of the House's bill. The Senate's bill would provide $500 billion of stimulus funding. Senators will also vote this week on a standalone bill for additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses still struggling through the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will sanction those who sell arms to Iran as a U.N. embargo against those sales expires. In a statement Sunday, Pompeo said any country willing to sell the Iranians arms were fueling future conflicts in the Middle East, and the U.S. is prepared to level sanctions against them. A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The nation's leading infectious disease expert isn't in favor of a new set of lockdowns in the face of a rise of COVID infections. In an upcoming interview, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he'd prefer to combat the virus with public health measures.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes, says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy. So instead of having an opposition, open up the economy, get jobs back, or shut down. No, put shut down away and say, we're going to use public health measures to help us safely get to where we want to go.
That interview in its entirety will air Sunday night on 60 Minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
New wildfires have forced the evacuations of hundreds in Colorado and Utah. A pair of fires in Utah have burned more than 2,000 acres in the first 24 hours since they started. The cause of both is under investigation. Meanwhile, the largest wildfire in Colorado's history has now burned over 200,000 acres. The Cameron Peak Fire in northern Colorado is about 68% contained, as crews have battled high winds for most of the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.